traveling the road less known is where I want to be. My compass directing, electing an open road with golden trees. But there's an old man in need on the ground.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today I'm continuing my series on traveling with friends. One of the things that I love to do, I love a girlfriend trip. That is always so much fun to me. But you know, I love traveling with couples as well. Doc Bill and I have done that a couple of times. So traveling with friends is one of my favorite things. So when I was asked by Oprah Magazine in Holland, America, to put together this series on traveling with friends and all the various aspects of it, I was like, did you guys know? Have you been kind of following me around or something, knowing that I love to travel with friends? Hey, I'm the perfect person to talk about this. And I also have two other people who are perfect to talk about this topic as well. And that's Jason Elliott with The Go Generation, a company where he plans all these great trips for friends to travel together. And Nicole Roberts, you guys know her voice from coming on every year about this time of the year. Nicole, you're here in town, so you can come on and do some of the things that are not just behind the scenes of helping me with the show. So both of you, welcome to the show. One of the reasons why I'm excited about having you all here is that I know that you all love to travel with your friends, so you can give firsthand experience with this. So Jason, I know I'll start with you because I know you just got back from a trip with friends, and you want to share a few stories about that?
Sure. I will say that anytime you travel with friends, you tend to learn about your friends and yourself.
Oh, yeah, don't leave that part out. And yourself.
It's all, you know, it's all about self, you know, learning about yourself and growing. So I will say it was a great trip to travel with my friend to Europe. We did the whole kind of Euro trip thing, a couple nights here, a couple nights there in Berlin, Barcelona, and Amsterdam. And the thing that I learned about myself is I don't like that type of travel in terms of bouncing around everywhere. Mm. But I did learn a little bit about my friend and as far as his personality. So he is the more relaxed traveler, meaning that he lets, you know, let me do all the planning and say, hey, we're going to, he's like, hey, that's fine. Sounds we'll do whatever. Sounds good to me. But, you know, sometimes people take in the sights and the scenes and the atmosphere a little bit differently. For me, I'm like phones away. Like, I'm here, I just want to soak it all in. And he loves technology. And so he's always snapping photos and doing Instagram in the moment. And for me, I'm like, oh, how can you really be in the moment while taking photos and you're on your phone? But we, you know, people take in information and experience things differently. So I definitely am kind of a no phone person while I'm on vacation. And he, on the other hand, is really trying to capture the experience and share it with his friends and family in the moment. So a little different.
A little different there. And I think one of the keys to that, too, that I found when you're traveling with friends and people who maybe have a different approach to the way that they travel, is that you have to kind of step back and be flexible and let them be how they are instead of trying to control it. You know, why are you taking so many pictures, or your friend saying, why aren't you taking, you know, pictures and posting them? You know, you're missing the opportunity to share this later on. So, yeah, so you have to step back and let your travel buddies be who they are.
Yes. Everyone's got their own travel personality. Be you.
Be you. That's right. Be you. And Nicole, what about you? Because I know you do quite a few smaller trips on weekends with your friends.
Yes. I'm quite the spontaneous traveler and just kind of a spontaneous person in general. I think my friends are very used to me being the yes girl. I'm like the hype woman. I'm like, oh, you want to go there? Let's go. Why not? Sure. Let's rearrange that and we can go be there and do whatever this thing is you're planning. So I've done a lot of things. I'm living in Los Angeles currently, so there are lots of great trips around California. Santa Barbara is a great one, wine tasting. Paso Robles is another great area to go wine tasting. So it's like really easy, couple hours, 3 hours at the most. You're in a whole nother area in the mountains and having this great experience. Airbnb has made it possible to just like book something anywhere on the fly. So there are lots of great quick weekend trips like that, even down to San Diego. So like, that's great. Those are the ones that are a little easier and make it a little bit more bearable to be with any type of travel personality because you're just like, you're only there for a couple days. You have your car so you can escape if you need to. But yeah, those have been really interesting because even with that, there's a lot of expectation that goes into it from everyone. And I think at this point, the expectation is like, okay, we're in our 30s. We're going to go wine tasting and you will taste wine at all the places. It doesn't matter. It's expensive. Like 30 something, you could just pay for it. You're like, okay. So that's an interesting mentality that kind of happens. But the bigger trips, of course, are always what gets a little bit more interesting. I've done some really great ones. We actually went to Barcelona, you and I, for a trip. So I would be curious to hear more about what you loved in Barcelona. But that was a really interesting trip for us. We went for a wedding. Mm-hmm. That's another great way to travel with friends, is going to destination weddings. So
yeah,
went to one in Maui also, which is really cool.
Fancy.
Yeah, I think and I think through each of those, it's true, you kind of learn something new about yourself with each trip. And I think for me, I also am very like in the moment with myself and the people I'm with. I can't do the Instagramming while I'm traveling thing either. But like, you're missing everything because you're trying to like see it through a device instead of with your eyes, you know. So yeah, I think it's just interesting. I like to mix it up and see all the different places you can find yourself in.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about traveling with friends today. And I have Jason Elliott and Nicole Roberts, two millennials, and I'm trying to see, is there old school, new school kind of way of looking at things? But it sounded like to me, you guys, that it's the same for everyone.
Yeah.
Really, when you talk about traveling with friends. But Nicole, just to follow up with what you just said, though, what I'm getting from what you're saying, though, is that people should really think about just doing these impromptu trips with their friends and not always think, well, if I'm traveling with my friends, it means the big vacation or those kind of things, which we definitely want to do, Jason, because that is really when you can really get to experience your friends. And when you talk about the connections that you make when traveling with friends, you do those over really those long trips, I think, too, where you have time to really connect, really reflect, really have those moments where you get off to the side with maybe one friend and have those deep conversations and things like that. All of those kind of things are great for trips. So it's like the impromptu trips, you know, it's a good way to just kind of have that fun, let your hair down. The longer trips, you can really get reflective and really connect with those friends.
I like that. Yeah. I really like the shorter trips because, like you said, there's less room for error. And like wine tasting, okay, wine tasting or a wedding. Okay, we're going for the wedding. We might do something fun on the side, but the goal of this trip is, or the purpose of the trip is wedding.
Purpose-driven travel.
Yes, there you go.
Travel is great.
It gives you a reason to kind of focus on that kind of one thing, and everyone's not kind of going.
You can branch to the side out from there.
But I want to ask you guys this, because one of the things that I find, we're coming down to the end of the segment too, but this is the question that I always kind of wonder about. How do you decide like where to go eat and who sleeps where? Because those two things seem like the things that all the planning's been great, but now we're there. And how do we choose?
that one's tough.
Draw straws or any?
I feel like what usually happens, whether it's one of the longer big trips I've been on or one of the impromptu ones, there's always someone in the group that like, where they're like, we have to eat here. We have to. And you're like, okay, yes, we will go there. Or like looking at a lot of the like the top 10 restaurant lists and things like that, or top 50 restaurants in the world or something is usually a way.
That's a very tough question. Because when you talk about restaurants, there's at the first thing I was like, budget. That's tough.
So really keep that in mind, too. So don't be that person who's like, you know, wanting to go to the fanciest places. But also, too, have something maybe local. Because a lot of times if you can find where the locals go, a lot of times you can really save some money there as well.
That's a good point.
But now when we come back, I want to talk about 2019 because here we are. It's 2019. I can't believe it. But it's 2019 already. So the year is here. It's time to start planning those trips. Where should we go? So, Jason, I'm going to be looking at you for that to see what's trending. And also, too, Nicole, maybe you have some ideas in mind where your friends, you guys are talking about. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. We'll be back in a moment, but check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. I drive a beat up car, a caravan.